Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 what's up, what's up? It's Jason Kelly on the hottest, hypest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. That's right, 30JK in the building on a Saturday afternoon. And oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, you are about to be so excited to be joined in today, because right now we're about to go old school rolling up in here. And I am about to surprise you with a little something-something just for you. Thanks for tuning in, and let's rock this.
What if every time you went window shopping, someone came along right after you and bought you everything you wanted? Sounds like a dream, we know.
Four strangers, one goal, to win a head-to-head competition for the chance at $100,000.
You're about to see these two teams battle it out for $10,000 in cash, because it's time to play The Family Feud!
But dreams come true.
One wrong answer could be their last.
It's the new Prize Is Right.
On Shopping Spree.
This is Russian Roulette.
Now here's the star of our show, Bob Barker. Doug Davidson.
Whoa.
Hey! All right.
check what out?
Yo, check this out.
It's time.
Yes, that's right. I'm ready. Let's get this party started with the one and only man, myth, and legend, Mr. Bertrand Richardson.
Well, thank you for that very fine introduction there, Jason. You're the man.
Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. That mega mix of yours is fabulous. It's so exciting to listen to. As a matter of fact, I could barely remember some of those shows that you got those clips from, you know. So hearing them again kind of brought back some old memories, especially that Wait Till You Have Kids and the Liver Than Live, you know, and some of those other things. My goodness. That was really great to hear. You did a wonderful job on that, my friend.
Thank you, Mr. Burton. Thank you, Mr. Burton. Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen of 30JK Nation, this is the man that needs no introduction because, ladies and gentlemen, he is the introduction. All the way from Portland, Oregon, he lives in Los Angeles, California. Game show announcing legend, Burton Richardson is back on the J one more time.
And I am thrilled and honored and happy to be back on your show, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. And what we're about to talk about here, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the other side of Burton Morrell Richardson.
Oh my goodness! This could be an expose.
Right? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about this company he has, Voicetronics. Now get this, gang. We're gonna tell you what that is right now. What is Voicetronics actually?
Well, Voicetronics is the name of my company, and the name came about by way of the two major interests in my life. One was the voice work, the voiceover, the announcing part, and the other was the technological part, as I was always interested in electronics and science and rocket ships and all that kind of thing. So after I got out of college, I went to a school where I learned basic and advanced broadcast electronics theory, and I started teaching it not long after that. And so as I was doing the voiceover work, I started building computers. I built my own computers and started building them for my friends and others. And at some point I decided, well, I could, you know, do this as a sideline. So I got a business license and I named the company Voicetronics, the voice part, obviously, for voiceover, and the tronics for electronics. So that's how that name came about, and I do both of those things.
Oh, wow. I bet you even do laptops, too.
Laptops are quite modularized so that there is not a lot of repair work to be done on them, per se, not like a desktop computer. But, yes, I work on laptops as well.
Well, wow, that's really great. Wow. Well, now we know where Voicetronics came from. Is it?
Yes.
Is it
you know my
is it
the
based
other
in,
side.
Oh, yeah. Is it based in Portland or L.A.?
Los Angeles, where I am right now.
Okay.
Or actually, I'm a few miles north of Los Angeles in the San Fernando Valley. But within about maybe a 20-25 minute drive to Hollywood. So whenever I'm called to do some voice work in Hollywood, and that's about how far away I am, oftentimes I'm called to Burbank to do voice work, and sometimes Santa Monica, which is more of a trek, but you know, I managed to get down there from time to time as well.
Cool. Now, I've seen on your Facebook page that you pilot planes.
Yes, I do. I certainly do. And when you come out to visit me in L.A., I'm going to take you up on a starlight flight over the city.
Ooh.
Where you'll see it as you never have before. Yes,
wow.
I've always been interested, as I mentioned a few moments ago, about spaceships, rocket ships, that kind of thing, and airplanes as well. And I started flying lessons actually in 1972, and got my license in 73, and I've been flying ever since. I, you know, went on beyond the private pilot's license and got a commercial pilot's license and instrument rating, so that my piloting skills were enhanced above just the private pilot level, and I was then capable of flying in weather when you can't see, you know, in cloud and low visibilities and that kind of thing.
Wow, that's really excellent. I'm holding you to that. Burton Richardson, announcer, computer guy, entertainer, singer, Arsenio Hall, The Price is Right, Russian Roulette, Bam's Badass Game Show, Winter Wishing, Family Feud, To Tell the Truth, Shopping Spree, Wait Till You Have Kids, It Takes Two with Dick Clark, man, Rodeo Drive, almost
yes,
the whole darn
Louise
Jay Wolpert Library. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I did a few shows with him, yes.
Yeah, and of
and
course the last
what a learning experience it was, and a lot of fun too. I'm sorry, I'm stepping on your lips there.
Right. The last word with Wink Martindale, the pilot from Merrill Heater Productions.
Yeah.
And now you're doing Celebrity Family Feud again with Steve Harvey, just like you did last season on ABC.
Yes, indeed.
And any other television shows other than Feud right now?
Nothing to report at this very moment, but in this business, as with many others, things can change very quickly. So I'm always on the lookout for new projects. And when I'm not doing something like that, I'm doing non-broadcast voiceovers too, more institutional stuff for businesses and that kind of thing. So I stay busy there and, you know, just kind of enjoying life, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I definitely loved your voicing for Twas the Night Before Christmas. And who is this guy? I'm like, oh, okay, Burton Richardson? I remember this guy. I listened to it, and then, like, whoa, I'm almost moved, man.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That came about by way of a producer that I've done several voiceovers for, and he had a Christmas gathering at his condo in Marina Del Rey. I think it was, what, a year, maybe 2 years ago? I'm losing track of space and time here, but not that long ago, within the last year and a half, I think. And he asked me if he had written it. He asked me if I would do that and if he would be able to record that and put it on a website. And I said, well, sure, I'd be happy to. So while I was over at his place where he had his gathering, I read that before the group, and he had a microphone set up, so he recorded the read while I was there, and then he put some music behind it, some Christmassy sounding music, and he put it on, and it seems to people seem to like that. So I'm happy that you had an opportunity to hear it, and especially that you enjoyed it as well.
Wow, that's excellent. In about a few moments, I'm going to have some people call in a studio and have you answer some questions. And the phone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to talk to Brother Burton, is 347-857-2310. That's it with code 347-857-2310. Or you can log on to blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. That's JKFX, the number 4, LIFE, all capital, all one word. You spread the word and you know that word. And Burton, as promised, if I ever get to LA, if I ever get to Television City or wherever Fremantle will take card sharks, you and me right there. It's all good. I love it.
Okay.
Repeating the number for those of you that tuned in or just about tuned in, it's 347-857-2310, blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. That's JKFX, the number 4, LIFE, all capital, all one word. Again, Burton Richardson from Family Feud. On your marks, let's start the Family Feud. The Price is Right, inviting everybody to come on down. And, of course, the Arsenio Hall Show from Stage 29 at Paramount Studios on Melrose Avenue in the heart of Hollywood, California, in these United States. On that great big planet called Earth, it's Arsenio
Hall. You have no idea how much I am enjoying this, Jason. Great job,
man.
My friend. Lots of energy, and one day I am sure I will hear your voice on a game show, and I will be able to tell my cronies that I know that guy. That's Jason Kelly.
Yeah, right?
I know him.
Right?
And they'll say, no, you don't. I say, yes, I do. I've been a guest on this show 2 times.
Right. I'm serious. I'm serious. I definitely would love to announce a game show so badly. I mean, it's just in my blood. I just love it.
Well, you're making a good start, and I've heard some of the voice things that you've put together on Facebook, and they're very creative and sound good. Lots of energy, good smile, and yeah, I could hear you doing this kind of work.
Yeah,
for sure.
You taught me that. You taught me that. You guys taught me that. Randy, Dean Goss, the whole lot of y'all. And I really appreciate all you're doing.
Oh, well, listen, you know, it's one of those pay it forward kind of things. You know, I've had some help along the way getting into this career from people who are in the business, which I greatly appreciated and I think enhanced my opportunities greatly. And so whenever I meet someone such as yourself, somebody who's working so hard to do this and is making strides in the right direction, you know, if there's any way I can help out at all, I'm happy to do so, you know, because I'd like to see it work out for you and for you to have a good career doing this and you know, just enjoy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Oh, man. Okay, Shirley is a name that I'm going to bring up next. Who is that to you?
Who is that to me? Well, Shirley, you jest. Shirley is my dear wife of many, many years now, whom I met at a nightclub across the street from Disneyland, of all places, where I used to go after a radio shift I had back in, oh, gee whiz, this was back in the 70s, and I was working at a radio station, a beautiful music station, as they called it back then, the slow, easy listening music.
Right.
Some people now refer to that as elevator music, but back then it was really popular.
Right.
And I would get
right
on the air at 10 at night, and I'd still be, you know, I was a young guy back then. I think I was like 22. And I'd get off the air and I wanted to do something fun. So I found out that at Disneyland, they had a nightclub kind of atmosphere in a couple of areas out there where you could dance until like, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, and they had live music. So I used to go out there and meet people and dance. And then after they would shut down at the Grand Hotel across the street from Disneyland in Anaheim, there was a club that went until 2 o'clock. So I would go over there and dance some more and meet some more people. And one night I saw this girl dancing on the dance floor that really caught my eye. And so I asked her to dance after she finished dancing. And she said, no. And I said, no, why not? She says, because I'm perspiring. And I said, well, then we'll dance and we can perspire together. And so
all right.
that was the beginning. And here it is all these years later. We're still together, and you know, it's been really good with her.
Oh, awesome! And what does Shirley do?
Shirley is an animal keeper at the Los Angeles Zoo, and she works. Hmm. She loves animals. She started out working with elephants, and then went to giraffes, and She's now working with gorillas and orangutans and chimpanzees and different kinds of hoof stock. One of our daughters has a home nearby, and she recently bought some donkeys, very cute miniature donkeys, very, very cute little things. They remind me of Shetland ponies, only a little bit smaller, and they're very cute. And they, so my wife goes out there and helps my daughter with those. And so that's what she does. She's an animal person.
Sort of like a female Bob Barker.
Well, sort of loosely. Now I know that Bob Barker doesn't care much for animals that are in enclosures and that kind of thing, and you know, so he didn't care much for zoos per se. Whereas my wife, at the beginning, before she started working at the zoo, interestingly, she didn't think zoos were good places for animals either. But then once she started working there and found out from the inside what it's like, and that the animal keepers at the zoo really do love their animals, they treat them sometimes probably better than their own kids, and they do their best to keep the animals healthy and so on, that the zoo really was a good place for animals that are in the United States that are going to be used for display purposes, you know. So they're given a really good environment in which to live. That's where she and Bob Barker diverge on philosophies, I would say.
Right. You are listening to Brooklyn Richardson on 30JK. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say our Chihuahua has been neutered, however.
All right, there you go. Wow. Who has been your favorite of all the game shows you've announced? What would be your favorite one or ones?
I'm glad you said ones, because most of them were really great to work on. Let's see now. Let me think. The Nighttime Price is Right. I really loved working with Doug Davidson on that show. He was a super guy to work with. And on the nighttime show, the prizes they gave away were just astounding. You know, they were upscale from the daytime shows. You know, they gave away, you know, usually it was very expensive stuff. They give away Cadillacs and, you know, right and left and wonderful trips and furniture, suites, and all kinds of great stuff on the show. And the girls, the prize models, you know, they were dressed up like in evening gowns and that kind of thing most of the time. So it looked very upscale, and it was fun to do. And on the nighttime show, each episode was only a half an hour in length, so I didn't have to work as hard as on the daytime show, because, as you know, there's about 23 pages of prize copy for each one-hour episode that you see in the daytime, whereas at night there's half as much. So, you know, you don't kill yourself in the announcing area. But even doing the daytime 23 pages, it was still a lot of fun, but it's quite a challenge. The nighttime show, I really enjoyed that a lot. Now, did you ask me which is my favorite game show or my favorite show altogether? I think you said game show, so that's good. Because I'm thinking the Arsenio Hall show was a hell of a lot of fun. You know, that was always cool.
Okay, Burton,
the other game show.
I have a guest right now that just came in here. I'm going to put him on, and it's Chris Kennedy on the Cody JK show.
Kelly. Thank you. Good to see you, Burton.
Hey.
How are you doing?
That's Chris Kennedy.
Yes, this is he, Burton. How you doing?
How you doing there, Chris?
God bless you. I am doing much better, actually.
Doing much better. Well, that's always good.
Yes.
To be doing better is good. To be doing much better is even better.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah. I tuned in late. I was so tied up with things. I finally remembered and got a chance to. And I just wanted to wish you the best of luck in everything you do, Burton.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, and back at you, my man. I mean, I wish you the very
best
as well. I know that you have several aspirations in this direction, so I would like to see that all come together for you.
I know. Yes, well, with your help and Jason Kelly's help and James Greek's help, we can work as a team, and I got some projects of my
own. What was that last part? I'm sorry, there was a dropout.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone connection's a little awful. Forgive me, but I have some projects in the works. And I'd love to work with you and Jason Kelly and James Greek all together as a team. And I think with my projects and his projects and everybody's projects, we'll come up with some great stuff.
Okay. Well, working on projects would be great with you, as long as it's not housing projects you're talking about.
Housing
projects?
Thank
goodness.
No. Yep. I know what you mean.
I'm just kidding, but
I take it.
No, I'm sorry. You know, you got a bunch of guys like us together, and all the comedy comes out. You know.
I know. That's what people need these days. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. In this day and age, especially, I think. And I think it's a wonderful thing when we all come together, and bring great comedy in great ways.
Yes.
Entertainment too.
But that's what we need more of, I think, in life in general, is a little more levity, a little more comedy, to have a little more fun with stuff. Because I think, in general, people seem to be so uptight about just about anything these days. It's hard to say what's on your mind for fear of saying the wrong word or saying
right.
the wrong way and somebody will take wrong, you know. And we need more fun, more comedy.
And I've dealt with my share of that, too, and I've had enough of that, and I'm moving on.
Oh, yes. Such is the story of life, but the main thing is to keep your head up and keep your eyes on the prize and keep on going, no matter what people say and no matter what people do, because the only one who can stop you from making progress is yourself.
Uh-huh. I know.
So, you know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I know that if you talk with anybody who's become a success in just about any industry, they will tell you that there were some pretty low and dark times along the way when everybody was telling them that they weren't going to make it, they didn't have what it took to make it, times would be difficult for them, and so on and so on and so on, and other things, you know, that hold you back. But they had this thing in their mind that they wanted to do whatever it was they were striving towards, and they just kept with it. And at some point, it started to work out, and things got better, and then they got to where they are. Now, as far as audiences and viewers go, for people who do what we do and want to do what we do in this industry, it may seem that when a person comes on the scene, that everything happened all of a sudden. It was like they were unknown, and all of a sudden they're there, and it was an instantaneous type of journey for them, whereas the reality is quite the opposite.
Yes.
I mean, like for myself, you know, I started out at a 1,000-watt radio station at a transmitter site that was located way out in a field in Vancouver, Washington, next to a railroad track, so that when the train came by, it would rock the turntables and the records would skip, you know, and you could hear it in the background sometimes if the mic was open, you know, and the pay was low, you know, but I worked my way up from that, and a lot of times was out of work, and had people tell me, you know, that I didn't have a snowball's chance of success and so on. But I guess maybe there was a little stubbornness in my spirit that said, no, keep going. You can do it. You can do
it.
I don't care what they say. You can do it. You know, and now
I
look behind me, and it's like, gee whiz, it happened.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, amazing, Jay. Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yeah, Chris,
the saying
thank
is,
you. Thank you.
Yes, no problem.
Go ahead.
What were you saying? I'm sorry, Jay. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for coming on, Chris. You definitely rock,
baby. Hey, Chris.
Baby.
Nice talking with you, Chris. Wish you the best.
Yeah, and feel free to email me. Yeah, and whatever. I'll be on social media again, maybe. Yeah, but feel free to keep in touch. It's fine.
Definitely.
God bless you. You're the best.
Hey, thank you. You too, my man.
No problem. You got it.
Hey, you got it, Chris.
And James, no problem. You got it. All right.
All right.
Cool.
Bye.
All right, love me. See ya. So long.
All right, Burton. One more thing before we close out of here. I need to hear your intro for this very show. Everybody be quiet because I need to hear this right now. All right, whenever you're ready, the stage is yours.
Get set, cyberspace. It's time to come on down to the hottest, hippest, and happiest half hour ever in your life. Liver than live, this is the one and only 30s AK on Blog Talk Radio. This is Burton Richardson, your announcer, ready for action. Now, get on your marks and let's start this party with your host that rocks the most, the star of 30s AK, Mr. Jason Kelly.
That was awesome, Burton. I loved it.
Well, thank you, Jason. My agent will send you the bill.
Oh, my gosh. You are wonderful. Thank you so much. I needed that so badly.
Well, thank you, Jason. And back at you, my friend. You do a great job, and I appreciate being your friend, and it's terrific being back on your show again. Thank you so much.
I will definitely cherish this moment. Thank you so much, Brother Burton. And
my pleasure.
Much love. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Burton Richardson right now. Ah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up right there, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My goodness. Woo! All right. This brings this edition of 30JK to a close. Man, it is just wonderful to have you on. It's wonderful to be back with more episodes, more fun, more old school rolling just for y'all. Till then, it's your boy Jason Kelly saying horns up, head up, keep your chin up, because that's what True Blue Devils always do, all day, all night, all the time. And next week at the same time, it's going to be Jay Sean, Tramell, Gaffia. What is it? And why is it spreading like wildfire? The answers to this and many, many more when you tune in to another edition of 30 Minutes with who? Jason Kelly. That's right. Sure. Yep. Well, time for me to get on up out of here and get old school rolling, baby. I love you. Keep it rocking, keep it slamming and jamming, and as always imparting, it's a J.K. thing. Sissy. We're gone. Bye for now, friends. We'll be right back.
Thank you.